I am Senior Hot.
Go to SeniorHot.com. That's SeniorHot.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. It is the 12th day of December 2014 on this Friday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank David Knight and the rest of the crew sitting in yesterday. I, again, have had family issues here and there that I've been taking care of that are all now coming into line quite nicely, thanks to the good Lord above. And so that's why I've been missing a few days here and there. But we'll make it up to everybody. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, here at InfoWars. Where to start? Look at the front page of DrudgeReport.com. GOPers accuse leadership of breaking promises to kill the big spending bill. Why even the First Lady's lunch program is funded. And the constituency is so incredibly upset, even Sean Hannity, who normally defends the system, has come out and dubbed Boehner. I was calling him Joe Biden Boehner last week. Well, now Hannity's calling him John Gruber Boehner, or John Gruber's Boehner. I don't mean that as a pun, really, folks. You're supposed to pronounce that German name, Boehner. Let's be proud of your family name. But he even had a campaign when he first ran for Congress saying it's Boehner, not Boehner. We had to find that old TV ad from 20-something years ago. But Sean Hannity has slammed John Gruber's Boehner. He shouldn't be the speaker. John Boehner Gruber, conservatives tonight. That's right. He did Gruber conservatives tonight. Or the American people, most Democrats don't like Obamacare now in Gallup polls. It's a giant stinking fraud, a bipartisan criminal operation. You just had a major political realignment, the biggest Republican sweep in over 100 years. What's going to happen if they don't perform and repeal it, which Mitch McConnell and John Gruber Boehner, sounds like a song or something, John Boehner, or no, John Gruber Boehner Boehner. His name is my name, too. Because all of them are going to be seen as a bunch of Gruberites, that we're stupid. By the way, we are stupid if we don't dismantle this whole criminal system. We really do deserve whatever we get if we don't roll up our sleeves and at the county, city, federal, international level, reverse the out-of-control, joke-level, racing corruption that is taking place. Boehner and Obama deals have increased debt $3.8 trillion just since Boehner was Speaker of the House with Obama in the last 4 years. So that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Government goodies for all, even pork for piggies. We're going to break down those articles coming up. Some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. House passes government funding bill with bankster derivative bailout provision bigger than the banker bailout of 2008. By the way, Kurt Nemo's headline is excellent, and it's very accurate. He does a great job focusing on that. But it's not even bad enough. The headline's not even horrible enough. It should be House passes banker bailout derivatives bill bigger than 08. Because it is bigger. It's unlimited. Unlimited power to bankrupt the country, to quote Emperor Palpatine. We're like trying to save the country. And the globalists, the Federal Reserve, say, no, 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 you will die. You will sign on to everything. Everything is proceeding as David Rockefeller has foreseen it. Ah, It's Friday. I'm wound up. We got Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins coming up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. It's Friday, December 12th, 2014. Strap yourselves in.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face six times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their room. Take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military... military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We need to get that video not just on PrisonPlanet.tv, but up on Infowars.com right now. Rob Jacobson produced that little 2-minute jewel of awakening and truth, Veritas, so he can name it whatever he wants. So let's make it top video, Infowars.com YouTube channel, the one with 450 million views, the big channel. Put it on the top of the Alex Jones channel right now, please, and let's get it up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Wow, where do I begin today? I mean, it is over the top. There is so much good news. There is so much bad news. There is so much crazy news. We have Billy Corgan, of course, of Smashing Pumpkins, 40 million albums sold, Patriot, Anti-New World Order. So he's demonized by CIA operatives like Anderson Cooper on a routine basis. I was going to be here yesterday. He was going to be on via video Skype, but I had a family issue come up, so David Knight filled in. His plane is landing out in Vegas at about noon our time, so he's supposedly going to be on about 1. If there's any flight delays or anything, it'll end up being on Sunday or sometime next week. But my good friend Billy Corgan, scheduled to talk about a whole bunch of key issues and his new hit album and a new tour that's starting coming up in the third hour. Professor Daryl Hamamoto, who, of course, has exposed the Democrats' admitted plan out at UC Davis, headed up by Big Sis, to create racial division in America and use Latinos as a new under-slave class, basically. So he's going to be joining us to talk about all the recent race baiting and the rest of it that's been unfolding as well. That's what we have lined up on this live Friday worldwide edition. That said, wow, there is so much to get to. First off, some really positive news. This is a bellwether right here. Fox News has been basically defending John Boehner and Mitch McConnell every time I tune into it. And I monitor it here. We have it on in the coffee room. We have it on in the studio. We have CNN on in the coffee room. MSNBC's back in the newsroom. And then we monitor Drudge and a bunch of other alternative media, new media, real media. But wide spectrum media is really the unfiltered media, wide open media, Wild Wild West media, whatever you want to call it. We've got TV screens up everywhere just monitoring things. But I am not just seeing Sean Hannity. We have a clip of this. We'll play in a moment. I'm seeing basically most of the Fox News crew turning on the Republican blue blood establishment because they know which way the wind blows after propping it up for a decade plus and saying, you need to be removed from office. You need to be removed from the speakership if you don't repeal Obamacare whole hog. And if you don't block Obama on executive action on open borders, because there will not be a country anymore, the presidency will be a dictatorship. And I said this 3 weeks ago, when Krauthammer, not once but twice, said Obama's becoming a dictator, he's got to be impeached. Krauthammer is really smart and is a conservative intellectual. He doesn't just throw out buzzwords all day like a Hannity does. I don't agree with some of the stuff Krauthammer pushes sometimes, but he's light years better than a Sean Hannity or you know these mainline rhino Republican talk show hosts that just support the police state, the drug war, the giant prisons, no matter what. Police brutality, no matter what. We try to look at both sides and actually be fair. Not just party line, you know, big government's good as long as it's conservative run. No, it's not. We're constitutional republic, not a Republican Republican. Again, the term Republicans come from people that supported the Republic. So a lot of Republicans like my show because they actually do support the Republic. But there's not much Republican in the big R Republican Party anymore, because they're really the little R, not the big real R that is this country. That's a tongue twister, but it's prima facie evidence of reality. Now, if you pull back from all this and you look at Sean Hannity and all these others coming out and saying he shouldn't be the speaker, close quote, this is a real telegraph message to the establishment, Rockefeller-style Republicans, that basically are the same as the Democratic Party. They just give better lip service to pacify the libertarian, constitutional, conservative base that is really the majority in this country. If you want to take the country over, you've got to have loyal opposition that always drops the ball, always goes along with it, always discredits any real opposition. But now you have a political realignment, depending on which historian you listen to. This could be the biggest sweep against the Democrats since the 1820s or, respectively, the 1920s. You notice it goes in cycles. Cycles are well documented. Well, here we are coming up, and because things are accelerated, it isn't the 20s this time, it's 2014. Because things are accelerating in cycles now. It's a few years early. And you're going to start seeing what would happen in 100 years happen in 10 years. And what would happen in 10 years happen in 1 year. And what happened in 1 year happen in a month, and then a day, and then an hour. And boy, the world is going to be wild, wild west then. And there's nothing centralized systems can do to stop it. In fact, everything they're doing is exacerbating the chaos once all this stuff comes into fruition, because they're trying to use chaos to manage humanity, when all they're actually doing is not creating a group collective discussion about where humanity wants to go. By trying to keep people in the dark, they're ensuring the general population isn't ready to deal with the singularity and the major changes that are coming. And what's been shown in every sociological research long-term study out there is elites cannot isolate themselves. No matter how much they try, from what's going on in the general population, culturally, spiritually, economically, you cannot cut off what's going on in the mass and expect to be insulated from that. But this establishment has decided it can be insulated and believes that technology deployed will be able to suppress the population of the world, when instead it's going to have the opposite effect, but also cause major level collapses within the system. Historical research and evidence shows that potentially could destroy life on this planet. So that's where we're going with that information today. Also, we've got another report up on InfoWars.com. The media is focusing on the wrong Senate torture report. We're going to talk about that. DrudgeReport.com is linked to Paul Watson's article. I've been trying to get a hold of Watson all morning. He's missing in action. He's over in London. I'm sure he's doing something important, but I'd like to get him to pop in and talk about his report. He's having dinner with his folks. They're visiting. Okay. Well, that's all right. He's allowed to do that, I guess. It is Christmas time. Congress, I'm kind of like Scrooge with Watson. Cratchit, stay in the office. Congress passes bill which grants unlimited access to communications of every American. And by the way, that's not his quote. That's from Congressman Justin Amash and others. We're going to look at the Intelligence Authorization Act of fiscal year 2015 that has now passed the House. So they're just legalizing beyond East Germany, beyond 1984, beyond Cuba, beyond North Korea, beyond anything anyone's ever imagined. Their answer is to certify it. See, that's the bad Republican Party right there. Not the one that Ron Paul or Rand Paul or Justin Amash or even Ted Cruz has criticized it or part of. The one that wants to live in a free country. But the mainline Republicans that the grassroots are sick of, that want to convert this country into an abject police state. Which this whole thing is being pointed at Congress and at businesses and at you. To give select intel to people like Obama so they can persecute the Tea Party, pro-lifers, gun owners, you name it. I mean, imagine if Hitler would have had all this stuff, or Stalin. They would only dream of it. It's beyond science fiction during their time. And now we're saying, well, it's to stop Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who our own government has been caught red-handed, our military exposed it, arming these horrible people. And then our military has to go fight them and get killed. Oh, it's a real war. But see, then the big weapons contractors owned by the big banks, they make money. And they take our liberties. Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean. Between the two, they lick the platter clean. That's full-spectrum dominance. And if people don't understand how the world really works, we're going to lose everything. The Sean Hannity clip and more, straight ahead.
This hour brought to you by KDArmor.com, your most affordable option for body armor. Packages starting at $195. Go now to KDArmor.com and get yours. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Thank you.
Science has the headline, Cromnibus. Crom. A winter festival of unrestrained spending. I like it. Simply amazing. They passed the big spending bill. They are ramming through a bunch of other legislation right now. I laugh, but only because it makes me fear for the future of this country so badly as the establishment attempts to fully bankrupt us and complete our journey into financial serfdom to these frauds. And on top of that, the Congress has passed the bill in the House that puts the American people on the hook for all of the derivatives in the future, bigger than the banker bailout of 2008. House passes government funding bill with bankster derivatives bailout provision, preparation for the next bankster bailout. This time they'll already have the law in place, and they think the bill will pass the Senate. So you have a major political realignment, the country totally upset, Democrats waking up to the Democrats being scamsters and that Obamacare is a fraud, and the Republican leadership won't repeal it, won't stop Obama on executive amnesty, and just passed his biggest spending bill ever. And even the First Lady's lunch program was funded. Of course, that's all UNESCO. That's all UN treaties that we haven't even signed on to, but that our government says we're under. GOP rep, House leaders made false promises to get my crucial vote. Representative Marlon Stutzman, if I pronounced that right, of Indiana, accused House Republican leadership of reneging on a deal made with him to get his support on the crucial procedural vote that almost killed the $1.1 trillion Cromnibus funding bill. Cromnibus. Who comes up with this stuff?
They put Krampus and Omnibus together. Krampus
and Omnibus, yeah. This is out of control. Let's go to Sean Hannity talking about Joe Boehner, who needs to step down as the speaker. And again, when you have first Krauthammer saying that, and well, saying Obama needed to be impeached and things, I knew that would force the rest of them to start telling the truth, because the constituents, the viewers, the sponsors, everyone is hopping mad. And folks, keep the pressure going. We're not going to sit around for 6 months, a year, 2 years before we wake up that this round of people screwing us over, or that Republican leaders are riding herd over the new folks that have come in, the junior House and Senate members. We're going to put their feet to the fire day one, and we are, and this is good news. It's bad news that meet the new boss same as the old boss, as the WHO says. But it's good news. People aren't getting fooled. They are hopping mad. Let's go to Sean Hannity.
John Gruber Boehner, 2 days after the midterm election, talking tough on the issue of amnesty, but unfortunately, that's all it was. Because today, it's conservatives who feel like they've been burned as the speaker aligned himself with the president, with Harry Reid, Steny Hoyer, and Joe Biden to pass a spending bill just a short time ago. Here with reaction, National Review's Rich Lowry from the Tea Party News Network, Scotty Hughes. John Boehner Grubered conservatives tonight, and by that I mean the conservative base in particular, and Michelle Bachmann hit the nail on the head. He never would have done this before the election. He has no inspiring vision, and to me, he is everything that's wrong with Washington. He's a Democratic Party light. He doesn't have those bold color differences that Reagan talked about, and he should, in my view, he should not be the speaker. He should be replaced.
That's right. Let's back that up and play it again. Of course he shouldn't be. He helped pass Obamacare. He's protecting it now. He wanted to pass total amnesty. He's protecting Obama now. He'll put out some red meat rhetoric occasionally to pacify people. John Boehner is worse than Obama. Because we've defeated Obama. A libertarian movement in the Republican Party won the House and the Senate and could reform this country. But no, the Chamber of Commerce nationally, all the big Republican money is giving money to kill the Tea Party because these big mega corporations own both parties and they want to keep looting this country till they're done with it. Well, I don't want to be looted. By the way, guess what they're also doing in Congress? They're not just passing banker bailout bills. When we come back, I'll tell you about it. New federal law targets retirement benefit cuts. quote, we thought our pensions were secure. Get ready. And they're going to have banker bail-ins when the next raping comes. The next raping is close. This year, next year, it's all been planned. We just don't know when they're going to pull the trigger on us. They're going to take part of your pension fund and part of your bank account bipartisanly.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Oh, boy. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and yeah, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Breaking the law, 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 breaking the law.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking the law. That song dedicated to Barack Hussein Obama. That little intro put together by our news director, Rob Dew. What a talented crew of people. You know, I shouldn't be so happy, but it is gallows humor. I sit here and I look at the news and legislation, and I got to be honest with you, it's crazier than I thought it would get 15 years ago. I mean, they're really setting up world government. They're really removing the power of Congress. They're really getting rid of our borders. They're really training kids that their parents aren't their parents. They're really putting cancer viruses in vaccines. They really are letting the curriculum for schools be written by the big three private prison industries to prepare the children for prison. We really have been overtaken, but the average person isn't even bad. They're just compartmentalized and unaware of how incredibly over the top all this is. Before I get to this piece by Max Slavo up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, new federal law targets retirement benefit cuts. We thought our pensions were secure. And we're going to be breaking that down. I love how they say this will protect people, but then it doesn't. But let's go ahead and go to this clip here. House passes government funding bill with Bankshare Derivatives bailout provision. Kurt Nemo has a report on that, again, at Infowars.com with the subsections of the bill. Here it is.
What was supposed to be a rare moment of bipartisan compromise devolved into congressional chaos.
Here we are in the House. Being blackmailed to vote for an appropriations bill.
A bizarre scene. Liberal Democrats calling on conservative Republicans to join them in opposing a massive $1.1 trillion spending bill to keep the government running because it eases Wall Street reforms.
I'm here today to ask my Republican colleagues who don't want to see another Wall Street bailout to join in our efforts to strip this Wall Street giveaway from the bill. This is not about partisanship. This is about fairness.
How do you respond to lawmakers like Elizabeth Warren who say that in this bill you have a giveaway to Wall Street that will ultimately hurt consumers?
I don't believe that to be the case at all. And Democrats have supported this provision in the past. It was agreed to in this bill on a bipartisan, bicameral agreement.
It is true that the 1,603-page spending bill was the product of intense negotiating and horse trading between Republicans and Democrats, like Appropriations Chair Barbara Mikulski.
We debated. We fought. You know, sometimes you give a little, you take a little.
But it was too much giving and taking for wings of both parties. Conservatives unhappy it did not stop the president's executive action on immigration.
It looks like there's nothing but a walk-in retreat.
Democrats upset about rolling back regulations on banks, potentially putting taxpayer dollars at risk.
It's back to the same old Republican formula. Privatize the gain. Nationalize the risk.
All right, let's stop right there.
You succeed.
Number one, I'm not defending the Republicans, but it was the Democrats that overturned all the banking regulations in the 90s and created that big bubble that Clinton claimed was so great. I mean, they're the ones. Larry Summers, Rubin, Clinton, and the Republicans, a lot of them went along with it. Some Democrats spoke out against it, but it's bipartisan. They keep pointing fingers at each other. This is what the special interests want. Now, let me break this down. They claim they're protecting pension funds, and it's going to be private, not just public. They've done this in every other country. It's coming here now. This is what the big banks openly talk about doing. They say that pensions are untenable because the national debt's too high. Well, in a way, that's true, but then they sign us on to derivatives that are private that dwarf all the public stuff. So they use the fact that they've set up a public system that's untenable as a way to cut the public system while massively increasing what goes to the foreign banks in banker bailouts and in corporate welfare. So that's really what's happening. And, of course, I've told you 1,000 times, they're going to say, we got to pass this or you'll lose all the public pensions. And then it allows them to start cutting them. And then, oh, we're taking 20%. And a few years later, another 20. But, hey, we'd lose it all. And then pretty soon the formula is you end up with about 30% of what your original pension was. And it's simply done so that the investments that were made in these big banks and in these big brokerage houses and in the stock market can be swindled from you. They don't want you to have money. They created a $2 quadrillion global derivatives bubble in the last 30 years it's actually since about the early 90s, so time is flying. It's only 20-something years. They were doing some of it before, but it's really 20 years. In the last 20 years, they've created a $2 quadrillion bubble. Our national debt's $19 trillion, rounding up. So they confuse the public. You owe $19 trillion, so we signed you on to 1,000 of the global 2,000 quadrillion. And this is all in the IMF World Bank documents. We've had the former head of the World Bank on many times, head of the other head economist, Stiglitz. I've had the former head of policy of the Treasury on, father of Reaganomics. I mean, this is well known. You're not hearing my opinion. This is a fact. But you even read the Wall Street Journal, it doesn't have that much real meat in it. The Financial Times of London has a lot of real meat in it, but it's always from the perspective of the New World Order, but tells the truth. Yes, there's a planetary government. Yes, we're taking your rights away because you don't know any better. And yeah, we're going to reduce your population. And it is a conspiracy by private six banks. And they're obviously smart because they run things. That's what their foreign editor said 4 years ago. The headline was, "And now for world government." And he even in another article attacked me. Because, see, I'm small-minded. I don't get the grand plan. No, I get the grand plan. In fact, most of the people, including the editor, the foreign editor of the Financial Times, I bet he hasn't really read Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley and Bertrand Russell and Francis Galton and Charles Darwin and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute documents and the Cold Spring Harbor documents and IBM and the Holocaust book and Scheer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and 300, 400 other books. I have. I know the plan, Jack, and it ain't nice. And all of you people, the plan makes Hitler look like a tame person. I mean, quite frankly, Hitler would be the special little mindless wind-up toy that they had as a beta test. And I'm not trying to scare people just to scare you. I'm telling you what's going on. A lot of people hear me talk about this stuff and they get really upset because deep down they know it's true. And it's as if I am sabotaging their happy little delusional green pastures world. It doesn't go on like that forever. So new federal law targets retirement benefit cuts. We thought our pensions were secure. The $101 trillion spending bill includes some new provisions that may come as a shock. And it's all billed to save your pension, but it's really the end of it. More government regulation over private retirement accounts and even the establishment of government-sponsored annuities that would take the place of 401ks. See, it's the government taking your privatized system that was truly private in to prop up their government systems. But it's Wall Street managing it. Such reforms, close quote, would effectively end private retirement accounts in America. The government could then take these trillions of dollars and redistribute it through the new national retirement system. That's what Obamacare does. But it redistributes and lowers the quality of the care for social engineering purposes. They will take our retirement accounts. They will take our 401ks. They will say you all have been having such hard times earning money, so that we're going to do this is we're going to save you. We're going to give you government bonds, which are guaranteed 30-year government bonds, and you'll get 3%, and you'll give us your retirement assets. By the way, I am quoting this out of mainstream news. This article is links to mainstream news and the Congressional Record. These are quotes. Amazing. And then on top of it, again, House passes government funding bill with banks' derivatives bailout provision. We're going to go to break here in a little while and come back and get into the media is focusing on the wrong side of the torture report. University bans Christmas on campus to respect diversity, but students aren't buying it. A great example of how the tyranny of political correctness can backfire. See, you can use their attack to make liberty stronger. We're also going to look at some other breaking, really important news as well on some other subjects. But first, I wanted to play this little promo put together dealing with Rob Dew, because this is what happened. This is what happened with CJ. It's what happened with me. It's what happened with Rob Dew. It's what happened with anybody and everybody that takes Oxy Powder. And it's just so revolutionary. It helps people so much. It's so affordable. And it funds this operation that is self-funded by your support with high-quality products you purchase at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. So here's this little promo piece with Rob Dew's testimony. We're going to go to break, come back, and get into more news. Stay with us.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
In your own words, repeat to me what you said this morning and what Oxy Powder did for you.
Well, I'll go into a little more detail. Back in September, I decided I was going to take it. And I've been hovering between 220 and 215. Couldn't get any lower than that.
You're a big guy. What are you, about 6'3"?
6'3", yeah. And, you know, in college I was about 185, 190. And I was playing basketball and doing all that stuff. So I was really in shape. Over the years, having kids, you slow down a little bit. So I was up to 220. I think the most I got to was 230 at one point, and I started to develop a double chin. I hadn't really realized it, and I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, my God. So I've been trying to watch what I eat, taking different things. And, you know, but I was still like at 215. And when we started selling Oxy Powder, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. And I started off, I did 5 pills the first night and nothing happened. And it says on there, you got to find your dose. So the next night I did 7. I woke up the next morning and basically you're going to be visiting the bathroom. What I think it does is it goes in there and like liquefies the stuff that's inside your intestines. And then it just flows out pretty much. Not to get too graphic, but I did that for 6 days once I found
it. That stuff's rotting in there and that's what gives you cancer.
Exactly.
It's diverticulum.
And it gets rid of it. It hurts your immune system. It does all kinds of stuff. It keeps your digestive system from working properly, all that stuff in there. Took it that first day and then I took it for 6 more days after that. And after that, I was down to 202. And
now, how fast did you lose 12 pounds?
It was in 6-7 days. Literally 6-7 days.
You had 12 pounds of filth.
Gone. Went to the beach in early October, and my wife was like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder. I've been trying to get her to take it. She's like, well, I don't know. I said, no, you're going to take it.
So you did all this stuff, and it got some of the weight down, but not the rest of the way. Well, I mean, for me, it's all a synergy. But I wish I'd have taken it years ago when they were henpecking me to take it.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. I measured myself last night, actually. I'm like, well, let's see what I'm at. 202.
How often do you take the Oxy Powder now?
I haven't taken it since that 1 week time, but I'm going to take it probably after Thanksgiving. I think that's – so I think every 3 months I'm just going to do
it. So how many pills made you lose 12 pounds?
So you did 7 for 6 days.
And 5.
And then 5 the first day. So 7 times 5 is 35 plus 5, about 40 pills. So it's not even a quarter of the bottle, really. Well, how many pills are
there? 120.
Yeah. So literally, like, one bottle, if, you know, I don't take it every day. I did it for that. I did it intensely, and you really have to stick to it. And by the third or fourth day, you're like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. If you just get through it, it's not really that. It's not bad at all, considering the weight I lost. I mean, I could never lose the weight doing any other way, you know, that quickly.
Well, this is the final thing people, Hollywood stars, do to lose that final amount of weight.
Yeah, if you're going to, if you got a wedding or something coming up. I'd say.
And groups in here in the office like months ago going, look, see this star, she did it, and look at this. Alex, just, I'm telling you, it's the best thing I got. You need to sell it.
It definitely works. And, you know, I'm also doing the X2 and a little DNA force. But I mean, the main thing that I saw, the biggest, fastest improvement was oxy powder. And I'm totally amazed with it. And after Thanksgiving, I'm going to do another round.
And the great part is we can go out, research, bring people the most cutting-edge products, and then fund the operation with it. It's a win-win-win. And then all we get is rave reviews. We never get negative reviews. We don't screen the calls. It's joke-level good that we can just bring people the very best stuff at very affordable prices, fund our operation, and then they love us. And then they help us, we help them, and everybody's lovey-dove.
At a good price, too. You know, I, what would you pay to lose 12 pounds in a week? Well, how much would you pay for that? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Yeah, see, that's what I do. I do it for a couple of days and go, and I lose a couple pounds.
You got to just keep
playing. I know, I got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to get that full 6 days in and really just go through the system. It says it on the back, where to start.
Now, Oxy Powder, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, your purchase of all the InfoWarsLife.com products, or the pro-gun t-shirts, the films, the books at InfoWarsStore.com funds the operation. And another key, pray for this operation. We're praying for America and the rest of the world and you as well. We need those prayers. That's number one. But secondarily, support our local AM and FM affiliates. Become sponsors. Become supporters of local sponsors. Call the station up and say, I want to pay for a billboard to promote the Alex Jones Show. That's how we're going to take this country back. We're so close, folks. We are so close. Fox News is calling for Boehner to step down. I mean, come on. We're close.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins should be landing in Vegas right now. They're trying to get to his hotel to be interviewed in the third hour. So look for that to happen. He'll respond to Anderson Cooper's attacks and more. Tell us about his new album. Give us his take on the world. Always an informative and popular interview. He hadn't been on this in about a year. Professor Daryl Hamamoto will be joining us to talk about divide and conquer war they're trying to start. He was on with us first time, I think, 5-6 months ago, and you now see how much of his predictions have unfortunately come true. That's all coming up. Look at this report by Washington's blog up on Infowars.com. The media is focusing on the wrong Senate torture report. The big story torture everyone is missing. And I agree with his report. It gets into the Armed Services Committee of 2009 that details the systematic widespread torture across the board. But that's not even as bad as the torture report from 2000, I think it's 2007 or 8, General Tagumbu report. Type in General Tagumbu torture report. He's the Filipino-American general, 3-star general that did that investigation. And that was the real one where they admitted the raping children with large objects dripping with acid in front of their parents in Iraq and places, killing people. Non-terror related, just demons being hired. Now, the military was ordered to hire former federal prison guards who had records on purpose. Rape, you name it. So, that's what I mean. The Feinstein report's a whitewash. The report reads, while the torture report released by the Senate Intelligence Committee is very important, it doesn't address the big scoop regarding torture. Instead, it is the Senate Armed Services Committee report that dropped the big bombshell regarding U.S. torture program. Senator Levin, commenting on the Armed Services Committee report on torture in 2009, explained. I like the Washington blog. He just takes all these quotes. His articles are mainly just quotes and documents. The techniques are based on tactics used by Chinese communists against American soldiers during the Korean War for the purpose of eliciting false confessions for propaganda purposes. Techniques used in SEER training, see, they torture you to learn how to withstand torture. Well, now they just use that as torture. And it goes over what's already known. I mean, folks, almost everybody I know that was in the Army and the Marines and was an officer or non-commissioned, I mean, there was just torture everywhere. It's just torture buffet. Biggs was in here yesterday talking about it. Former senior U.S. intelligence official familiar with the interrogation issued by Cheney and former Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld demanded that the interrogators find evidence of al-Qaeda in Iraq to back up that false claim, McClatchy News reported. So, yeah, this article is a flashback to 2009 to a much more detailed report that was honest. And see, that's the thing. People say there's nobody good in government. A lot of good reports come out. It's usually government blowing the whistle. And then it's the public that doesn't hold the feet to the fire of the perpetrators. And I'm going to say it again. This week I've had some publications and a bunch of big radio hosts attack me going, Alex Jones is a traitor. He don't want to torture the people that blew up our World Trade Center. Oh, shut up. Raping a 5-year-old in front of their parents in Iraq who's been picked up at a checkpoint because they had a gun in the car with battery acid does not keep America safe. It turns us into Jeffrey Dahmer. And it removes God's hedge of protection from us when we endorse it publicly. Just like people endorsing abortion. I don't judge somebody that's had one and didn't think it was a child. But once you know it's a child, and once you know it's an anti-human agenda, people say, oh, there are too many kids. So what? You people are sick. And then you've got nerve to sit here and tell me, because why didn't any of our founders torture? Why has it always been known to be with something the good guys don't do? You just turn your back on all that and then have the nerve to sit around. It's such an easy cheap shot. He don't want to torture the people that killed us on 9/11. I mean, what a crock. All right, second hour. Time's the news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.